Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning some in Reish, Ayin, Vav, Se'if, Gimel. And that's it, just Se'if, Gimel. That's why I made it only 15 minutes before Mincha instead of 20 minutes before Mincha. So it says the Shulchan Aruch and Se'if, Gimel, continuing in the halachos of being nene from malacha that a guy did. So the basic rule is that if he did the malacha for you, then you're not allowed to get hana from it. But if he did the malacha for himself, then you are allowed to get hana from it. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Imomar Adam La'avdo, Olishav Chaso, Leilichimo, Vihidliku Aner. If you ask your Eved Yerushivcha to come with you, and you're asking them to accompany you through some dark place, and therefore they light the ner to be able to come with you through this dark place, even though they need the ner also in order to go through this dark place, that is not considered to be something that's for the sake of the Eino Yehudi. The only reason he's choosing to go to that location is because the Jewish person told him to go to that location and needs him in that location. So that's considered to be a ner that he lit for the Jew, and therefore the Jew is not allowed to benefit from that ner. Before we see the Ramal, let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chav Zayin and Chav Ches. So in Chav Zayin, Leilichimo, Dafka Nakat. Dafka says that you're asking him to come along with you. But if you send him somewhere, you ask the Nachri to go do something for you, and you're sending him somewhere dark, and he lights a candle, and he's going on his own, and he lights the candle for himself, that's not called to be considered the tzarech, the Jewish person, even though the reason he's going is for the Jewish person, but the Jew isn't there. The Jewish person's body does not get any direct hana'a from the ner, because he's not even there. And therefore, afterwards, the Jew is allowed to get hana'a from that ner, because that ner is considered to have been lit specifically for the Nachri. And the Taz writes something very similar to this as follows, and we quote, nearly, Osa ner shamadak sashivcha kite lahadiyach klei achila sha'achlu. If let's say you have a housekeeper that has to do the dishes in the kitchen after the su'udah, and it's dark in the kitchen, so she turns on the light in order to be able to do the dishes, that's not called that she's doing it for your sake. Now, she doesn't want to be in the kitchen, she doesn't want to be doing the dishes, she's only doing it because you asked her to do the dishes, and she works for you, and she has to do the dishes. But nevertheless, the fact that she's turning on the light in a room that you are not otherwise occupying, that's considered to be for her own sarach. Kiv and shein gofa Yisrael nanami. Because the Jewish person is not getting direct hana from it. It's just the Jewish person's kelim that are being cleaned, and she's obligated to rinse them, to clean them. That's considered to be something that's for her own sorech. So in Dirshu, he quotes from Rishon Zalman Orbach that it's considered to be that a stam nachri who's not your shivcha, who is not your housekeeper, that does the same thing, that would be considered the Tzorech Yisrael. And he goes further to say, from the name of the Minchas Yitzchak, that in a hotel where there are a lot of non-Jewish workers, and the Nachri uses the elevator to bring Kelim from one place to the other, that he thinks that's a problem. He thinks that's considered to be for the sake of the Yisrael, because the you're getting faster service since they're able to use the elevators. They could take, you know, plate by plate up the stairs and not use the elevator, but then you're not going to get served your lunch for a long time. So the fact that they're doing it that way, he thinks is a problem. I think the standard psak is not that way. I think typically we assume that he could choose, you know, to use the stairs, or he could choose to use the elevator. He's choosing to use the elevator for his own convenience, and you're not there physically standing in the elevator with him. So that's considered litzarko, not litzarech the Yisrael. We have people ask sometimes, like getting a delivery from the local fruit store, let's say. They want to come in Yantav. So we always discourage it. It's not a good idea to start having deliveries being, but technically, if it's local enough that the Nachri could walk over the fruit platter, so even though he gets in a car to drive over the fruit platter, that's Litzarko, that's not Litzarech the Yisrael. And then the Yisrael is allowed to use that Ner even for things that are Tzarche Gufo, because at the time time the Nachri lit it, the Nachri was lighting it for his own needs. Not only that, you could even then help out doing the dishes. Meaning she went in to a dark kitchen to do your dishes. She turned on the light for herself to do your dishes. Once the light is on, you can go in there and help her do the dishes. Even though the Prima Gadim is machmir about this, that's only if she's going to leave and you're going to do the dishes all by yourself. Because that really makes it look like she did it for you. As opposed to over here, where we assume that the Iker is really adaita denafsha, that she did it for herself. So, Sivkat and Chavches Tzrichim Lo, we said that that even though they also need the light, and therefore you would think that's considered litzarko. Nevertheless, we say no, it's considered to be that it's litzarich, the Jewish person. Now in the Ramah, says the Ramah, what you're allowed to do is, even though you're not allowed to tell an any Yehudi to come with you through a dark place and then he's going to light a candle, if there already is a lit candle, you can ask him to bring the candle with him when he accompanies you through a dark area. Why? Because all he's doing for you in that case is muktzah. He's not doing a malacha d'araisa of lighting a candle. He's just being metaltal the candle, and that's less of a problem. So even though he's being metaltal the candle litzorech the Yisrael, because he's only going there for the Yisrael, and the Yisrael is getting benefit from that candle, but since it's only tiltal muktzah, that's going to be mutter. Says Mishmur Sivkot and Chavtes, Lomar le'enu Yehudi, Ve'en lahatir ele l'bnei Torah dilmasi l'misrach l'akal yoser. Shabura says, according from Magen Avraham, that this is a kula that probably should not be shared too widely, because a lot of people will not know how to make the chilik between muktzah and malacha, and therefore probably it should only be shared with Bnei Torah, who are going to be able to make that chilik. Leilichimo, kigon sharotza shielichimo limshoch yayin min amartif. You want to go to the wine cellar to get a new bottle of wine. O lahavi lechem v'chei agavno, to get new bread, and you need to go to a dark area. Vein chilik b'ner shal shava v'cheilev v'shal shemen, and it doesn't matter what kind of candle he's using, whether it's a wax candle or a candle made which is fueled by chaylev or by oil. Ach b'ner shel shemen. But if it is an oil candle, it's better not to tell the non-Jew, come on, hurry up, rush. And the reason is, because if he's running with a candle that's fueled by oil, the oil is shaking a little bit, and therefore it's going further away from the wick, closer to the wick, and each time he does that, that's mavir or mechabe. V'yesh b'zeh mishem mechabe u'mavir. Ima Yisrael b'atzmo says that. So if you were doing that, it would be a malacha. Al-kenein lomar zeleinu yudi. So you can't ask a non-Jew to do that for you. And the Dershowi points out, why is that really a problem? Meaning what you're asking him to do, when you're asking him to run, is, in a chinami, it's going to be that it's going to be mechabe or mavir, but it's only psikreshe. That's not what, you're not asking him to do mechabe or mavir. You're just asking him to run with the candle. And it's going to be a psikreshe from his action. So, Amiru Lenachri and a Psik Reshe. Is that really usher? Don't we normally paskin that Amiru Lenachri is mutter on a Psik Reshe? Rav Moshe has a tshuva, or Chaim Chelik Beis in Sam Ches says, you come home on Friday night, you realize, oyvei, I left the light on the refrigerator. Before they had Shabbos mode refrigerators and the, automatic shut off and whatever, so I never have to worry about this. But you left the light on in the refrigerator. So if you have a Nachri, Rav Moshe says, you could ask the Nachri to open the refrigerator door for you, because it's Amiru Lenachri on a Psik Reshe. And you're allowed to do Amir al-Nachri on a Pesach Reishis. This is quite a chumrah. Now, in the refrigerator case, it's not so posh. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashav held that you're not allowed to ask a Nachri to open the refrigerator door when the light is on, because they say that's not Pesach Reishis. That's how you do the malacha, right? Meaning, if someone were to look at the light bulb in the refrigerator and say, huh, how do you turn this on? And the answer is, you open the door. How do you turn it off? You close the door. I mean, that's how you do it. That's like turning a light switch. That's what they argue. Whereas Rav Moshe views it as a Pesach Reishis, that when you open the door, it's a Pesach Reishis that the light is going to go on. But anyway, this Mishabur is quite a chumrah, that you can't tell him to run with the oil candle because it might be mechabe or mavir. That's only a psikresha anyway. So then Mishabur is called Namadal, be alma, because all he's doing for you is tiltal be alma if you tell him to take an already lit candle. Ratzalomar, what he means to say, ho'oldu hu rak isr muktzah, since it's only muktzah, or muktzah shari al de tiltal minatzad, and you could do muktzah. You'd be allowed to carry it as long as you do tiltal minatzad. Kamosh kasab simshin yiralf, as we'll see when we learn hilchus muktzah. V'kivendi ba'yisrael Since there's a way for even the Jew himself to carry the ner by doing tiltum minatzad, like carrying it with the back of his hand or in his armpit or something like that, in his elbow. So when the non-Jew carries it for you in the normal way, that's not going to be an iser. Right? It comes from Rishai and Tasmag Rav Ram Sivkat and Tess. The litaltel es hapsila al yidei enu yudi kidei shelo yigonev o shelo yipaseid aser. That to carry the wick, have the non-Jew carry the wick so that it doesn't get stolen or get lost, is aser. Rak tiltel kashu tzorek lo lugufa. The only time we're allowing the enu yudi to carry something for you is al yidei tiltel, that's l'tzorek gufa, where you need it. Ukanal b'sivkat and lamed ok shetzorek l'mkomo, or you need the space that it is currently occupying. That's what's mutter. V'chein kasav b'derech hachayim. So the reason you're allowed to ask the NUD to carry the candle that's already lit is because you could carry the candle that's already lit if you knew how to do it with the proper tiltel minatzad. So to review what we learned today, we said that if you ask a nachri to accompany you in the dark and they turn on a light, a flashlight, that's considered to be something that they did for you, and therefore that's problematic. But if you send them somewhere without you and they turn on the flashlight, that's considered to be something that they did for themselves, and therefore you can later benefit even from that light. So then we said that if a nachri turned on a light to wash dishes, you can then join them in washing the dishes. I mean, if they turned it on for themselves to be able to wash the dishes, you could then join them afterwards and utilize that light to wash the dishes. And then the Ramad said you could ask a nachri to carry an already lit candle for you, because you would also be able to carry it utilizing tiltel minatzad. But there were two caveats. Caveat number one is you can't ask him to move quickly with the candle, which was an extraordinary chumrah, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. And caveat number two is we should only share that kula with Bnei Torah. People who are not Bnei Torah should not be taught such a kula. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Reish Ayin Vav, Se'if Dalet.